he says one of his purposes was come to preach good tidings, preach the gospel to the poor. Remember, he says, if you want to be free, if you truly want me to liberate you, to make you free from that spirit of bondage, from the slavery of sin, if that's the case, he says, then you are really and unquestionably free the moment you receive him, believe on him as your personal Lord and Savior. What does all that mean? You must be born again. You can't be made free. Jesus can't make you free until you are born again. He says this in John chapter 3, verse number 5. Jesus says this. He's talking to Nicodemus. Again, Nicodemus is a religious leader, and Jesus is talking to him. Nicodemus is paraphrasing and is like, hey, how is it, Jesus, that you're able to do all these great things you're doing? Because nobody can do the things you're doing except God be with them. Jesus says, I tell you, most assuredly, I notify you that except you be born again, you cannot see, comprehend, understand the kingdom of God or God's way of doing things. And Nicodemus was like, can a man go back up in his mama's womb when he is old? Jesus says to him here in verse number 5, Jesus says, and answered him. Again, I'm reading from John 3, verse 5, out of the Amplified. He says this, Jesus answered and says, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, unless a man is born of water, even the Spirit, he cannot ever enter into the kingdom of God. What is born of or from the flesh is flesh, of the physical is physical, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, do not be surprised or astonished at my telling you, you must all be born